morning. It's I spoke to you last week. My wife and I were very close friends with Nancy Perlman. I was in Camarillo yesterday, and I dropped some stuff off to at the time that I dropped him off, I only spent a couple of minutes with him, but he divulged to me that apparently there were two witnesses on the scene at the time of the shooting, and that they've gone to the FBI with a totally different story about how it all came down. Anyway, I thought you'd like to know that information, if you don't already. I couldn't understand why they would go to the FBI. In any event, you know my number. If you need to get a hold of me, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Message received. April 1st at 7:56 a.m. To replay this...
That's me.
Mike Powers,
hey,
returning
Mike.
Your call.
I left you the message.
Yes. What did you say?
Well, I talked to Eric last night, only for a couple of minutes, and he said, well, the first thing he said was that he took some of the furniture back up to Las Vegas last night, and or yesterday, and that he was asked not to go. There's a memorial service today for Nancy.
Right.
In Vegas, and they said, you know, split, we don't want you here. But then he told me, just in a brief passing, as I was walking out, he said, by the way, you know, there were two eyewitnesses at the scene, and they've gone to the FBI and said that what the police said is absolutely wrong.
Okay.
And I thought, well, A, why would somebody go to the FBI?
Did Jerry ever tell you what these witnesses said, or?
No.
Okay. Just that whatever... we're telling him is absolutely incorrect.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's basically what it was. And to be honest, Mike, I couldn't figure out if there were any witnesses there, which probably there were, and I don't know that for a fact, they wouldn't be right there. I mean, my God, I have to believe they would be like at least 50 feet away, if not more than that. So.
Did give you any indication that they were, you know, within X amount of distance of the shooting? Or?
Nope. All he said was that they were eyewitnesses.
Okay.
They gone to the FBI.
Did he say who they were or anything like that?
No.
Okay. No. Did he tell you how he was made aware that two witnesses had gone to the FBI?
Well, he told me that he had just learned that day. So how he learned, I don't know.
Okay.
It has to do with the fact that she was with the FBI and he was in Vegas. He just didn't say anything about it.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate it, sir.
Okay. I hope your investigation is going well. Well, it's not an investigation at this point. It's it is an investigation,
yeah.
but you know, we talked about what the issue was, and
yep.
I have just an interesting question for you. In Westlake Village, and when I went to get Nancy Nancy called me and said, you know, come and you know, I need to go to lunch. I need to talk to somebody. I actually picked her up at house. And so I'm trying to get that number from so that I can pass it along to you or call and have call you.
But, do you know how to get to house?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I could find her house again without any problem. But I think she's gonna call me. She got up at the memorial service and read a poem that literally brought tears to everybody's eyes. It was just perfect for Nancy. So I told last night, you know, if you can get me phone number, I'd just like to call her and I would like to tell her how much we appreciated the poem that she read.
Okay.
So if I get the number, I'll give it to you because I have a feeling that is going to be very, very close to where Nancy was psychologically and what was going on.
Okay.
Okay? And then there's also another friend of hers called I don't know if you know about that one.
Nope.
Okay. Basically, when Nancy was going back to Las Vegas, after we saw the attorney and she was going to take the money out of the account, she basically went with her girlfriend, and stayed in Vegas for 3 days with her.
Okay.
Okay? So I'll try to get that information for you as well.
That would be great, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
What can you do to help?
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.